Congratulations on the win. A good start for you guys. First two possessions resulting in touchdowns. And then, you know, a second time playing at opponents. Kind of tough at times. And both teams made some adjustments. You could tell that from what happened back on the 4th of October. But overall, really good effort overall by the team tonight on both sides of the ball to get the victory.
Yeah, I thought we played pretty well. Our defense, I think we played about as good as you could expect. We ran the ball very well there in the first quarter and held them out of the end zone until the second half, so I thought we played well.
And, you know, defense forces three turnovers tonight. There are a couple of interceptions, but that was good to see Kevin Serrano really redeem himself after giving up the touchdown pass there, and at that time playing much better coverage on the outside there and getting the pick.
Yeah, you know, that previous play, he bit pretty hard on that. Looked like they were scrambling a bit. He came inside, receiver just outran him to the outside, come back and got that interception. I doubt he was going to let that guy run by him a second time.
Well, offensively, Wyatt Hayes carrying a lot of the load once again tonight on the offense. He ties a career high with 5 rushing touchdowns, and ironically, about the same amount of yardage and then same amount of touchdowns as he had at Beloit a month ago. And that 70-yard run that he had there in the third play from scrimmage was quite a special one, kind of flashbacks of how he scored it from his 5th rushing touchdown at Beloit earlier this year.
Yeah, you know, I think that touchdown there at Beloit, that was a pretty special touchdown in itself. Ran through a few people and kind of had a dive there at the end, looked really good. He looked great tonight.
Well, you really saw Beloit really kind of contain some of the outside, the sweeps and stuff, and another successful night for you guys, kind of running up the middle there and didn't have to pass it much tonight, and so, you know, able to kind of control it really on the ground for the most part.
You know, our offensive line looked pretty decent tonight. We kind of controlled those guys, number 53 and number 60. Mm-hmm. You know, they inflicted some damage last time that we played them. This time it seemed like we had a little bit more control with them and was just able to run it down the field on them.
Well, you get out of this game tonight, a nice 34-7 win. I know there wasn't a lot of scoring in the second half, but it was just good defensive battle, and Beloit was down another big starter coming in there tonight. The Alvarez kid did not play for him, but it was good to see the team kind of stay focused throughout the ball game, even with their big running back out of the game.
You know, their backup, he seemed to be pretty good as well. He ran the ball very well. They seem to be focused. They come to beat us. Come to compete, and they played pretty well, actually.
Well, it's now 10-0 here, and you won't have any repeat opponents for the rest of the year. First things first, it's now a road trip to Andale, and this is going to be a fun game to be a part of next week at a battle of a couple of powerhouses there with the Indians.
You know, and I think Andale's still rated number one. It's always fun to go play somebody that's number one. You know, I'm pretty sure we'll be up for it.
Yeah.
I'm sure we'll watch plenty of film on it, and hopefully we're ready to play.
Well, this is kind of a milestone win tonight for Scott City playoff history. They now go to 50-19 all-time in the playoffs. Scott City now tied for 9th all-time in the playoffs. All schools in the state of Kansas, current and former schools. Scott City now the 10th team to reach the 50-win plateau in the playoffs, and you were a part of those back as a player, as a coach. That's just pretty darn special.
That's pretty cool. We got a pretty good tradition here.
All right. Assistant Coach Landon Frank joining us here post-game. 34-7 Beaver win. Coach, congratulations. Another 10-0 start for Scott City. And see you in Andale next week.
All right. Thank you.